This is On the Ground IPSY, a weekly collaboration between 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station, and our friends at Concentrate Media. And very specifically, one friend is here this morning, as she is every Wednesday. Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
And you are Brianna Kelly. You are the embedded reporter for this project. Give me the short spiel again, in case somebody's been in a coma for a couple years and has missed what we've been doing together.
So I'm living and working in IPSY, going to community events and trying to find other opportunities to connect with residents and find story ideas.
So one of the thoughts behind this was there's just not enough positive coverage coming out of the press about Ypsilanti. And not by positive, I don't mean like sunshine and rainbows and unicorns and ponies, hooray. I mean, we're going to talk about hard subjects, we're going to talk about bad things, but we're also going to focus on the people that are working to make those things better, to help Ypsilanti, to help it grow, to help it thrive, to really bring the community together. And I think that's a perfect introduction to what you covered this week. Tell me a little bit about it.
So I wrote about Ypsilanti Proud, formerly known as Ypsilanti Pride Day, and it's a great community-wide cleanup effort that happens every year. It's in its 23rd year. It will happen on Saturday. And it's just a really great way for residents in the community to get together and beautify the city and try to make it the best it can be.
So this is a day kind of like spring cleaning for
yes.
the city of Ypsilanti,
yeah.
like volunteer driven.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And you've brought along Barb Davenport, who I know because I was in leadership A2I, gosh, almost I think 4 years ago now.
I think that's right.
It's been a while, but I was happy to see that Ypsilanti Proud was actually started by Leadership Ypsilanti. What do we do? Participants. Several years, 23 years ago, and it kind of grew from there. And now the A2I chamber is involved in it with the merging of the chambers and leadership A2I. So welcome, Barb Davenport. Tell us who you are and what you do, and then a little bit about Ypsilanti Proud's history.
Thank you, Patrick. Glad to be here. So Ypsilanti Proud did come out of the 1995 Leadership Ypsilanti class. The class came together and did the very first Ypsilanti, then Pride Day, and they looked at all the different areas in the community, particularly the parks and the open space areas that needed some help, needed either trash pickup or flowers planted, leaves raked, whatever needed to be done. They got a volunteer site captain for each site and recruited volunteers, provided some flowers. The city of Ypsilanti does a wonderful job in bringing mulch to every site every year. And then from 9 to noon, we get together and we participate at all different levels. We have people painting, people planting flowers. Conan has been a yeoman's work helping to restore a ball diamond at Park Ridge Park. All kinds of activities going on throughout the community.
So it really hasn't evolved much. It's just it stayed with the same central notion that the people of Ypsilanti are going to get together, and because we're proud of Ypsilanti, we're going to do our best to make it shine for the whole summer. You know, make our public areas look pretty and inviting and easy to use for anyone that wants to use them.
Our thought is that this day provides a catalyst for the community to, you know, once somebody is in the park cleaning up and they go back to that park, hopefully they have pride in that park.
A little bit of ownership, a little pride, you know, that's what it's about. If you put some work into something, I think the natural inclination is to take more pride in the ownership of what you did there, especially if you're doing it as part of the community.
Absolutely.
And you've brought along Conan here. Hello.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Good. And tell me, how are you involved with Ypsilanti Proud?
I was contacted 3 years ago to help out with a baseball diamond at Park Ridge.
Okay.
I think because I had started an organization called Ypsy Baseball Project to take care of baseball diamonds that weren't being taken care of in city parks. So I was contacted, and the project was at Park Ridge, and they said, "We have a baseball diamond here. Are you interested in helping out?" I said, "Yes." And in fact, I had tried working on this particular baseball diamond several years earlier and really hadn't gotten much traction with my own efforts there. So through Ypsy Proud, really made some big impact at the park.
And that's a topic that's near and dear to my own heart, with 11 years sitting on the board of a different little league, I know how much effort goes into that one small thing that across Ypsilanti Proud, there's lots of things going on, but just one thing of taking care of a ball diamond, that's a lot of work. I don't think most people get, you drive by a schools and you see the weeds growing and you see the fences are bent and falling apart and the benches are falling apart. I don't think most people understand just how much effort goes into making that good again and then maintaining it every day so that kids can use it whenever they want.
It's a virtuous cycle. If you don't have kids playing on the diamonds, the weeds grow faster. If the weeds are growing faster, kids won't come and play on the diamonds. So you need to keep the areas clean and safe.
So your primary interest in this is cleaning up the ball field at Park Ridge. Are you going to be doing that again this Saturday?
Doing it again this Saturday, doing some pre-work tomorrow. There's quite a bit of work that goes in ahead of the Saturday of Ipsy Proud, and then Ipsy Proud Day, we put the shine, the polish on it.
So you've been doing this for a few years now. Tell me, do you see the difference, the before and after, before you got involved with this and after, and just from your own perspective of, kids having more places to play ball?
Absolutely. There is a need for baseball diamonds in this community, in particular in this community. We have lots of unused baseball diamonds in our city parks. So being able to help maintain them keeps baseball being played, keeps youth baseball being played in our community. Ipsy Proud, through the efforts of a few years ago, as I said, we've had traction with the baseball diamond that it still looks good 3 years later. Whereas if we didn't have the Ipsy Proud involvement year after year after year, I think, one effort done 3 years ago would be for nothing right now if people didn't come back and hit it again.
Another thing to be proud of, too, we have a great heritage with Little League here. The first integrated male and female league in the country was right here in Ypsilanti.
Yes.
We have a strong heritage devoted to the Great America pastime there, so it's good to keep that up, keep the kids of today's generation interested in this incredible game. And this is just one small part of Ypsilanti Proud, but it sounds like it's already made a profound impact in the area that you're really concerned about, which is ball diamonds being available for kids to play on. Barb, same question for you. You've been involved with this a while. Historically, can you look back and see the real change has occurred because of these community efforts? And what are a couple things that really stick out in your mind of that just you pass them by now and you go, wow, I had a part in that?
It's more the people that I think of when I think of Ipsy Proud, because I see the same people coming out year after year, and they're bringing their neighbors, they're bringing their kids, they're bringing their parents, they're making it a family event. And every year that group grows. And to me, that's the mark that we're leaving on the community, is more people caring.
And if I had a project and I wanted it to be part of Ipsy Proud, how do I get involved in that level? Barb, you might be able to answer that best.
So anyone can get in touch with me, and I would take it to the committee. The committee typically starts meeting in December. They'd like to move that up a little bit, maybe to November this year, because there's always so much work that needs to get done. And then once it went to the committee, we could certainly consider it. We're hoping to have the site captains pick our next signature project for next year. One of the site captains suggested that, and I think it's a fabulous idea. Mm-hmm. So we'll be hopefully voting on that sometime before the end of the year.
And if I want to get involved as a volunteer, I don't know what project I might want to be interested in. Is there a place I can go to find that stuff? I mean, besides, of course, Brianna's wonderful story at concentratemedia.com.
Yeah, we're still looking for more volunteers. We have a couple sites that have large projects going on this year. Particularly Prospect Park, they're doing a complete revamp of their playground mulch area, and they could use some additional volunteers. You can go to our website, a2ychamber.org, to register or show up at one of the many Ypsilanti parks on Saturday morning.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. Again, close and dear to my heart, baseball is, but this whole project, Ypsilanti Proud, Barb, I'm so happy you were able to come today and share the information about it. We'll head on over to the Chamber's website if we want to get more information. And I hope somebody listening to this right now is inspired to get out and help with all of these projects across the board on Saturday. Brianna, I know you can't talk about what you're covering next week.
That's top secret.
All right. Well, we'll do the big reveal.
There's a hint, though. It's about a new business opening up in
Ipsy.
Right.
Well, that's good. We like focusing on
entice our listeners.
New investment in the city is always a good topic. Concentratemedia.com. We can find you on Facebook at Concentrate A2.
Yep.
Instagram as well, same handle, right? Concentrate
A2. No, Concentrate Media.
Oh, Concentrate Media on Instagram, okay.
And Twitter.
All right, Twitter as well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can find us at WEMU.org.